You see it everywhere. You ever watch these hockey assholes? When the game is over, they're forced to line up and shake hands with one another after spending 3 hours smashing each other in the mouth with sticks. Biggest load of shit I've ever witnessed. Whatever happened to in victory, magnanimity, in defeat, defiance? So said Frederick the Great. More about euphemisms. These days, people who have jobs are called members of the workforce. But I can't help thinking, the Russian Revolution would have been a lot less fun if the communists had been running through the streets yelling, "Members of the workforces of the world, unite!" And I'm sure Marx and Lenin would not be pleased to know that today employees who refuse to work no longer go out on strike. They engage in a job action that results in a work stoppage. And if a work stoppage lasts long enough, the company doesn't hire scabs, it brings in replacement workers. And when it comes to firing people, companies try desperately to depersonalize the process so that no human being is ever seen to fire another. The language is extremely neutral, and whatever blame there is goes to something called global market forces. Fucking foreigners. And these companies go through some truly exotic verbal gymnastics to describe what's taking place, although I'm not sure it makes the individuals in question feel any better. After all, being fired, released, or terminated would seem a lot easier to accept than being non-retained, dehired, or selected out. Nor would I be thrilled to be told that because the company was downsizing, right-sizing, or scaling down, I was part of an involuntary force reduction. I really don't care that my company is reshaping and streamlining, and that in order to manage staff resources, a focused reduction is taking place, and I'm one of the workers being transitioned out. Just fire me, please. I read somewhere that apparently one company's senior management didn't understand the fuss about this issue. After all, they said, all they were doing was eliminating the company's employment security policy by engaging in a deselection process in order to reduce duplication. By the way, when those deselected people begin to look for new jobs, they won't have to be bothered reading the want ads. Those listings are now called employment opportunities. Makes you feel a lot better, doesn't it? More euphemisms. American companies now put a great deal of effort into boosting their employees' self-esteem by handing out inflated job titles. Most likely they think it also helps compensate for the longer hours, unpaid overtime, and stagnant wages that have become standard. It doesn't. However, such titles do allow an ordinary store clerk to tell some girl he's picking up at a bar that he's a product specialist or a retail consultant. If it turns out she's a store clerk, too, but her store uses different euphemisms, then she may be able to inform him that she's a sales counselor or a customer service associate. And for a while there, they're under the impression that they actually have different jobs. These are real job titles, currently in use to describe employees whose work essentially consists of telling customers, "We're all out of medium." Nothing wrong with that, but it's called store clerk, not retail consultant, and not customer service associate. Apparently stores feel they can charge more for merchandise sold by a customer service associate than they can for the same junk sold by a clerk. By the way, if a clerk should be unhappy with his title, he can always move to a different store, where he may have a chance of being called a product service representative, a sales representative, or a sales associate. And I hope you took note of that word associate. That's a hot word with companies now. I saw a fast food employee mopping the floor at an In-N-Out Burger, and I swear this is true, his name tag said associate. Okay? It's the truth. Apparently, instead of money, they now give out these bogus titles. At another fast food place, Au Bon Pain, I noticed the cashier's name tag said hospitality representative. The cashier! The name tag was pinned to her uniform. The people who sell these uniforms, by the way, now refer to them as career apparel, or even worse, team wear. I had to sit down when I heard that one. Team wear. Teams are also big in business, almost as big as associates. In Los Angeles' Kukuru restaurants, the employees' name tags say, Team Member. At a Whole Foods supermarket, I talked to the head of the meat department about ordering a special item. I figured he was the head butcher, but his name tag identified him as the Meat Team Leader. Throw that on your resume.